This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Anthony for the 9 o'clock news. Anthony back just before Sports World at 10.05. So he'll be here with the news at 10 o'clock to keep us up to date with what's going on here in our own backyard and around the nation and around the world. And to keep us up to date with what's going on with the wonderful world of property, the one and only gentleman from Druitt Shed First National in Double View. There's a build-up.
Yeah,
how are you, Rob?
Thanks, Mr. D.
That's right.
Good morning. Fabulous. And good morning, listeners. Beautiful day. Christmas Eve.
Be so many people out at home opens today.
It's going to be flat out.
Do you actually have any open? You
no.
Wouldn't. No. Ridiculous.
No. But I'm sure there's some very hard-working REWA members out there that'll be still thinking we're going to get a sale before Christmas. I've sold properties Christmas Eve.
Mm.
New Year's Day.
I bought one Christmas
Not
Eve.
Not Christmas
seriously.
Day, though. Yeah. You bought property Christmas Eve?
I actually did, and when I bought it, presented an offer on Christmas Eve because we were heading off.
Santa Claus came to town.
Well, there was we're interested in a duplex in near Embleton,
right?
And so we're going to have a look at that just before we go down south for a little bit of a break, and just. We're nosing around outside, and the actual agent happened to be there. Can I help you? Said, sorry, we're actually not thinking about breaking in. We just saw this advertised. And he went through it all, and it was a terrific price. It really was. And he said, and we're opening it, a couple of days hence, whenever it was. And I said, well,
why not make an offer?
We're not going to be here. And he said, come inside and have a look. And he was great. And the little I knew about the industry made me think that it was terrific value, which it was, and so put an offer in there and then.
Boom, bought it.
Yeah, and well it was, with a little bit of toing and froing, it was accepted, and by the time I got back from holidays, it was the clock had started ticking, as they say. Well, and I had to go and see someone like All About You Financial Solutions to get a bit of money.
Quickly get some money to get it together.
Hello, Michael Papadopoulos.
Morning, Harvey. Morning, Rob. Merry Christmas to both of you and your
Thanks,
listeners.
Man.
Christmas Eve 2016, and hasn't that one flown by?
And how is exactly. All About Michael Papadopoulos Financial Solutions going?
Going very, very well. going well. It's certainly a busy period leading into Christmas. Helping out lots of home buyers and investors.
Interesting year in the finance world.
Yeah, certainly has been. Yeah, it's there's been lots and lots of changes. I reckon there's probably been more changes in the last 18 months than there has been in the preceding sort of 15 to 20 years. So, yeah, there certainly has been a lot of change and a lot of change in the last 12 months.
We've sort of gone back to the future with the good old days when we had a differential between investment loans and owner-occupier loans.
Yeah, no, it's a really, really good point there. So, we've got this differential now, which increased on investment mortgages, certainly throughout the year. And we've now got another one coming into play, which is interest-only loans. Mm. It's pretty much regulator-driven.
Mm.
So some of the banks are creating...
ASIC's not so keen on the interest-only loans.
They're not, yeah. So this is the latest that they're not keen on. So some of them are now creating...
Heaven forbid they want us to pay off debt.
Yes, yes.
It's probably a damn good idea.
So watch this space. I think that will be a continuing theme for 2017.
The other, I suppose, really interesting thing, which is a change, is the sort of decoupling from the good old days where whatever the Reserve Bank did, the major banks did. Today, it's a whole brave new world.
Yeah, and we've noticed that more and more as the year has gone on, that we'll find Reserve Bank's rates at the moment are at 1.5%. Certainly the differential between, what banks are able to offer now and the Reserve Bank, that is continuing to widen. And you may even find that there is a cut or two in 2017 from the Reserve Bank, but that gap
we won't
may
see much
widen
of it.
Even further. Yeah, possibly.
Well, I guess that's the way the banks are able to maintain their margins. So that's what they do, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of it is regulation costs as well. So
that has increased, hasn't it?
It certainly has, yeah. So really the regulators or the governor's asking the regulator to be funded by the banks. Mm. And something interesting that's happening at the moment in our world as well, there's a model being put together where brokers actually have to contribute to that regulation cost as well. So, yes, I think that's one of the reasons why that gap might be widening as well.
We have $100 cash available for one of our listeners today to the program who calls us and asks one of us a question. No much point asking me anything about it, but you might ask Robert and Michael.
They might be able to give a more intelligent answer than... Well, I can anyway. I won't speak for Michael.
That does not say much for you, my friend, I would have to say. If you want to call Rob or Michael, and you go into the draw, simple as that, for $100, thanks to summitprojects.com.au. Michael, in regards to people seeking a home loan, there are a few misconceptions about this. People think, why should I introduce somebody else into the equation? They've only got to go to a bank anyway, and it'll cost me money, won't it? Well, it doesn't, does it? I mean, it still costs you the usual sort of mortgage fees and all that sort of thing, but the actual hiring of your services, you make a living by sourcing that from the financial institution with whom you do the deal.
Yeah, Harvey, it's a question that we often get asked. Look, you could be really, really lucky and walk into the right bank on the first day and get the right bank. But by and large, there's so many factors that go into it these days, and to pick the right one is quite difficult if you don't know all of the criteria.
Well, different banks tend to specialise, don't they, or have certain products that suit certain clientele.
Correct, yeah. So whilst there's a fairly common, I suppose there's a bit of a misconception about it that everyone does the same thing, well, they really don't. So there are a lot of differences between banks and other lenders in what they do and what niches that they have, and that's our role, to understand those niches and then direct clients towards those particular banks, wherever that particular
loan best for
fits,
them.
Fits best for that client, correct.
All right, so we're almost at the end of the year. What's your prediction for the cash rate this time next year?
Yeah, interesting. I went to a broker presentation, as in a stockbroker presentation, a couple of weeks ago by one of the sort of larger global firms. So I'll convey what they said, because I've found them to be quite credible and knowledgeable previously on a sort of global perspective. They thought the RBA might cut a couple of times in 2017.
It might be down to 1%.
Could be, but they were not overly confident of that reflected in mortgage rates. Yeah,
so the banks won't necessarily pass that on.
Yeah, mainly because of the global outlook and rates overseas, bond rates increasing overseas, and so therefore the cost of funds increasing.
Well, US, you'd certainly say, is at the bottom, has past the bottom of the cycle,
yes.
And now we're looking at and that's going to increase global cost of funds. And there's still quite a proportion, isn't there, of funds that the major banks are sourcing from overseas.
Yeah, you hear various things around the traps, but the most common one that I hear is about 50% of funds are sourced from overseas and predominantly US market. So yeah, with that bond rate going up in the US, that would be the reason why there is some upward pressure on rates, as well as the regulation around the industry as well.
Good. Okay. 9221882. We're not exactly, quite honestly, expecting to be rushed of our feet today with people belting around, doing what they have to do.
Running around, getting last bits and pieces for the big feed tomorrow and catch up with everyone.
It's amazing how people do leave things to the last minute, though, isn't it? It was interesting. I was in one of the big chains the other day, and I just needed a couple of hampers more for people that I'd forgotten about. They said, no, this is three days before Christmas. Sorry, we've sold out. But what they had done was 2 days before, conscious of the fact that after Christmas, hampers probably aren't a really good idea. They had literally half cut the hampers to half price. So my suggestion to you all next year, folks, is leave your hampers, get your list ready, leave your hampers to the last minute, and you'll get them for half price.
Yeah,
there you
right.
go. That's a free tip. 9221882. As I said, we have $100 from summitprojects.com.au for our caller of the day. And if you'd like to send, although you won't qualify for the prize, you can send an email to us by all means, harvey@6br.com.au, or the SMS is 19999677.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Can you believe it? Another Christmas, big fella.
Yeah, we're nearly there. Christmas Day, not far away. We're on a break, but we'd like to take the opportunity to wish all of you Thanks for being with us for 2016.
And from our families to your families, have a great Christmas and a happy 2017. And we'll catch you up early in the new year.
At Coles, we want to make your Christmas shopping easier. So all available checkouts will be open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. up until Christmas. That's right, all checkouts open between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Exclude stores with an earlier close. See in store for conditions.
Everybody loves Joe. He owns the local bottler.
G'day, Joe. Hey, g'day, mate.
He's what you call a genuine local. He's always happy to help and will always give you a real deal. The Bottle-O. Real locals, real value.
Couture Day Spas have the perfect Christmas gift for the one you love. On Christmas Day, a Couture gift voucher for a luxurious massage, facial or relaxing spa package will make a breathtaking surprise. This Christmas, say, I love you with a Couture gift voucher. Or for gift vouchers delivered to your door, shop online at couture.com.au. Couture, Australia's multi-award-winning spas. Green Glades, Highgate, Nedlands and Fremantle.
To continue building Perth Stadium Station, there'll be a series of shutdowns on the Armidale-Thornley line between Friday the 6th and Sunday the 22nd of January. All passengers travelling on these lines will be affected. Weekday services will be severely restricted, so passengers are advised to consider alternate transport options, especially during peak times. If you must use trains, please allow extra travel time. To plan your journey or for more details, visit the Transperth website or call 13 62 13.
One small flat white with a dash of reflux and discomfort. Frequent heartburn and coffee don't get along, so uninvite frequent heartburn with Nexium 24 Hour. Just one tablet a day for 24-hour protection to target zero heartburn. Nexium 24 Hour gives you clinically proven relief from frequent heartburn, so now you can enjoy your coffee. New Nexium 24 Hour once daily dosing, only available in pharmacies. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Your pharmacist's advice is required.
Buying or selling your property? Then you will need a settlement agent. If you are dealing with a licensed settlement agency, that's good. If your settlement agent is a member of the Australian Institute of Conveyances WA, that's even better. And if your settlement agent is a certified practicing conveyancer, then you've got the best. Before you buy or sell, be sure to visit aicwa.com.au to find a certified practicing conveyancer in your local area. Think property, think CPC.
Well, you wouldn't rush this.
Steph?
Yeah?
Marry me.
What? We've just met.
Nor would you rush this.
We find the defendant guilty.
But I haven't made my case yet.
And you definitely wouldn't rush this.
Push. You need to push.
This is just an ultrasound. I still have 4 months to go.
So why is it okay to rush this? For every 5 kilometres over the speed limit, the risk of someone being injured in a crash doubles. Over is over. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It is, and of course Rob Druitt in the studio as always, and joining us today Michael Papadopoulos from All About You Financial Solutions. 9221 882, calls are starting to trickle through. Pleased to say, Mary of Warnbury, you're first. Hello, Mary.
Yes, hello. I'm speaking, good to hear your voice too.
Yes, it's been a little bit of a struggle, quite honestly, over the last week. I lost it.
Well, I hope you're back next week.
Oh, I hope so too.
You just can't mime radio, can you? It just doesn't work.
The trouble is, Tony McManus has put a lock on the door, locks himself in, and won't let anybody else come in to do the show.
Well, I'll come and break in for you.
Well, okay, Mary, we'll storm the Bastille between the pair of us.
Okay. I'm speaking for family members. They're going after a mortgage at the moment. I was in another part of the house when you mentioned going into a bank and getting the best deal, or going through a broker, wasn't it?
Yep.
Isn't it better to go through a broker?
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, it is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's
because, you see, Mary, what happens, and, you know, modesty would prevent Michael from pumping up his own tyres here, but what they do, they deal with, you know, when you and I buy a house, we might do one every 7 or 10 years or something, but they're dealing with financial institutions of all shapes and sizes on a daily basis, so they'll talk to you, find out your specific needs, And then they'll say, well, I think financial, you know, institution X or maybe Y or maybe Z. So they'll go around on your behalf and negotiate a loan. And their commissions are paid by the institution themselves. You don't pay them anything. You certainly, you know, as you would if you went into a bank, you pay your setup fees and all those other nasties that the banks put on you. You can't avoid those. Yeah. But you might as well go and play golf or, you know, go and have some afternoon tea down at the coffee shop or wherever you go and let Michael do the hard work.
Yeah. Oh, well done, because my family are going through a mortgage broker and you had me a little bit scared for a moment, that's all.
No need to be.
Mary, Michael here. Just to back up what Harvey's been saying there, I was saying as part of that conversation earlier that the rate of change over the last 12 to 18 months has been more than I've seen in the last 15 to 20 years. So just for that fact alone, the fact that there has been so much change, to have someone across the board who has actually followed those changes can be of great value to you. So I certainly think that's the right decision by your family member.
Gee, thank you so much.
Good on you, Mary, and we'll talk again on Monday night. Should be back.
You absolutely will. I'll remember that.
Yeah, me too, Mary. And if McManus is in here refusing to let me in, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
See ya.
I'll be listening.
Good on you. Don't make me laugh at it. Diane of Langford. G'day, Diane.
Oh, g'day. I'm hoping you can give me some info on final inspections. I've been told some horror stories.
Oh, final inspections. It's my favourite thing in real estate.
What, even more than stamp duty?
Yeah, it's right up there. Yep. Yeah. How can we help you, Dan?
And my buyer doesn't speak English. He speaks the same language as my agent.
Right.
And my agent seems to be doing a lot of running around after him and totally ignoring me.
Oh.
As a result, because I can't communicate to the buyer in any way at all, I'm concerned that they're going to want to come and stay for half the day, for example.
Mm.
Is there a set time for the final inspection?
The final inspection is covered in the joint form. There isn't a specific time. There is conditions in relation to the number of people that they can bring and the timing of the final inspection. Look, final inspections can be an interesting time. It depends a bit on, I guess, how the agent has conditioned or spoken to the buyer about the property. And the point being, I guess, if you sell a brand new home, it's pretty straightforward. It's brand new. Everything should be in perfect working condition as a new home would be. But a home that's, how old is your home, Diane?
40 years.
40 years old, exactly. So you can't expect as a buyer, expectation. It is the agent's job, I believe, to mitigate that expectation a bit from the buyer to say, look, you're buying a 40-year-old home. It's not going to be necessarily perfect. However,
they've had the building inspection and everything.
Okay.
So,
good.
I mean, they wanted to come to the building inspection.
That's okay. Yeah, that's normal. That's fine. They can do that. But the point being, we go back to the contract. What's in your contract of sale? Is there what we call a working order clause in that contract?
I'll have to check it.
Yep. So have a check of that, because...
So what's a working order clause?
Generally, we put a working order clause on to say that the seller warrants, and a warrant is something which runs with the property, so if it's not, they can, you know, there is a case afterwards. Warrants, but it allows you to settle the property. Warrants that the property is in good working order. Mm. Now, the one that we use from our company, I put in there, commensurate with the age of the property. So, you know, if you've got a 45-year-old stove and the igniter doesn't work, well, hey, look, it's a 45-year-old stove. It's not unusual that the igniter doesn't work. Mm. It's not brand new, which you would expect it to work in that case. So have a check of your contract, Diane, and see whether there's a working order clause in there and exactly how that, what that says. There is a standard one from REWA as well, which are often used by REWA agents.
But my main concern is how long they're going to hang around, because, as I said, I can't speak to them because they don't speak English.
Mm.
So I can't explain, this isn't going, this isn't staying, and that stays, and do you want this? And I can't do all that stuff.
No, that's understandable, but you can do it with your agent. So you explain that to your agent, and then the agent can explain it to the buyer. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to what's staying and what's not staying, generally speaking, unless...
I understand, but they don't.
Okay, well, then there really is the agent's job. If the agent's able to speak the same language as them, that's great. He or she will be able to explain to them, hopefully. Otherwise, they need to get, you know, it's really incumbent upon on the buyer, I would say, to get somebody who can translate. That's really not up to you. You know, we're an English-speaking country, and I think if you speak English, then I think it's fair enough that people should be able to, if they can't understand that, they make the effort to get a translator who is required to be able to understand that. But certainly, if the agent is able to communicate with them, the agent is representing you. You are the client. Mm-hmm. So I would, before you have that final inspection, I would have a meeting with your agent to run through these issues, and the things that you'll be looking at is just run through the contract, see what's in the contract in relation to working order. The general premise is that the buyer buys the property in the same state and condition as when they purchase the property. So there
is... Yeah, of course. I do understand that. Like I said, I was only concerned about the amount of time that they want to stay and what they understand.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's no real time limit, but at the same time, I guess we're all time poor. You know, you don't want them there for the whole day.
No way.
So I would... set the scene with your agent before you have that final inspection.
Rob, would it be good to put something in writing to the agent? Just to have
yes, definitely. Always good to do that, absolutely, about your expectations of the final inspection. When is that likely to occur, Diane?
In the next couple of weeks.
Okay, that's fine. Good. All right, get through Christmas and New Year and then... But have that discussion with the agent so it's very clear as to what the process will be.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Diane. Now, is it an urban myth? I've said this before, but I never know whether you're joking. The people turn up to final inspections with
hair dryers. Absolutely. That's right. And the hair looks perfect. I don't know why they do it. You know? That's right. Well, they're checking, and particularly if they've got a working order electrical, they want to check that all PowerPoints work. And you sort of think, well, of course PowerPoints work, but occasionally they don't. So, look, it depends. People's perceptions, everybody's different. Some people are very accommodating and they realise. Other times as an agent, you've really got to set that expectation and say, hey, look, this is a 50-year-old home. It's not going to be perfect. Mm. You've got to accept that.
Okay. Well, who have we got now? It might be Ian, I think, of Ardross. Thanks for your patience, Ian.
No worries. How are you guys?
Good. Ian. How can we help you?
Yeah, good. Really enjoy your show.
Good on you.
I just wanted to ask a question about my daughter and her boyfriend. They're 23 and 29, and they're just looking to get into their first home. They don't want to go through the key start. They just want to go through the traditional way.
Right.
Just wanted to know, on a $550,000 house, what sort of deposits and associated fees do you think would be associated with that?
Yeah, certainly. Well, finance is a very important thing, so we might start with that first. Michael can talk about, you know, the amount of equity and so on, and whether mortgage insurance and so on, which is a fairly large cost. I mean, the general premise is that if you're able to get a 20% deposit, which is a fair amount of dosh, you're talking about over $100,000 there, then you don't have to take out lender's mortgage insurance. And that is reasonably costly, isn't it? Michael's just running through some figures now.
So, and to answer your question, lenders will want a minimum of 5% genuine savings. So they would have to have $27,500 saved up. The first homeowners grant concessions for stamp duty, obviously for an existing property, there is no first homeowners grant anymore. So the stamp duty applicable on $550,000 is $20,140. And then there's a little bit of mortgage insurance on top of that. So, you know, they'd really sort of need, you know, in the vicinity of sort of 50-odd thousand to do that. So they would be better going for something. You know, if they didn't have that sort of deposit, two alternatives. One is to look at a property that is a little bit cheaper, so at $430,000, there is no stamp duty. Or the other way to do it, and if parents are supportive, I think this is a really, really good way to go, is to use the parents' property as the equity, and therefore that deposit is therefore not required. A little bit of risk involved there for the parents, but if you're comfortable with your son or daughter and their partner and also the particular property that they are buying, then that's a really, really economical alternative.
Great. Just another question, if that's okay.
Sure, please.
One of the places they were looking at, the agent said that, and I'm not sure if he was just pushing him to get it, trying to get him to sign on the dotted line, but said...
We wouldn't do that, agent. We wouldn't push, but we encourage, I would say, definitely. We're there to sell the property.
It should be in politics, you should.
He suggested putting a deposit down and then doing a long settlement to try and... you know, make up the outstanding balance of the finance that they were looking for. Does that make sense?
Well, it can be a little difficult because you generally have a time clause, fairly tight time clause on the finance, don't you, Michael? So 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So
yeah, I'd consider that probably a little bit risky, and without being able to show those funds to complete,
you're not going
to
get your finance,
are you? Yeah, for the finance, I don't know the finance would be approved without being able to show. So I suppose that really puts the buyer in a position where they're committed to a property, assuming that the finance does get approved without actually having the funds to complete. So I would have thought a little bit of a risky strategy. I'd prefer
could help them if they needed to save a little bit of money in a longer settlement. I mean, that works for the buyer more than the seller, but depends on the particular circumstances. But the key is the finance up front.
Yeah, because then you're going to have to convince the bank that you can, you know, earn some more or put more away in that particular extended period of time. And
they're not overly keen on that. They want to see it up front, don't they, Michael?
They exactly do want to see it up front. And that's part of the proof process that you go through to show that those monies are available up front before an approval gets granted. You know, sure, pre-approvals can come out, but the real thing, Ian, is certainly, you know, proving that money in the bank to get that unconditional approval. So, have they got a lot more to save?
They've got 30 at the moment, and they're on good coin. Like combined, they're on about 180. It's just trying to find that money to actually break in.
Well, look, I think the good thing from a buyer's perspective, we're not anticipating, I mean, it's the future, but we're not anticipating the market to run away in 2017. I think it'll be a fairly flat market. My personal view is I think we've had the correction. Prices have retracted back between 5 and 10% in the last 18 months, depending upon the area. I think it'll be fairly flat. So there's not that urgency where a buyer has to think, oh, gosh, I need to get into the market immediately or I'm going to miss out. So if they need a little bit more time, my gut feeling is I think we might see a little run on the market in the back end of this year, because over the last, since the boom of 2007, we've seen the market on two occasions slide 5, 10% and then have a little spurt, then slide again and then have another little spurt. And I think there'll be some pent-up demand. So if they're able to save some money and look at buying in winter 2017, that might be perfect timing for them.
Yeah, and by my calculations, they've still got 20-odd thousand to save towards that one, Ian. So that's a fair... You know, even on those good incomes, that is a lot to save in that period of time.
So no trips to Bali for them. No, yep, they just need to money aside.
Good on you, Ian. Thank you for your call. And Lynn of Wanneroo, you will be next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Don't be a creep. Driving, even a few k's over the speed limit, is still over. And you can still get fined. Remember, the faster you drive, the longer it takes to stop, and the harder you hit. For every 5 k's over the speed limit, the risk of someone being injured in a crash doubles. If you think a few k's over is okay, think again.
License, please.
Over is over.
A road safety message from 6PR and the State Government Perth. Tony L Fresh Fruit and Veg Market is your one-stop shop for all your Christmas feasting requirements this Christmas. With a huge range of fresh local fruit at great prices. Freshly picked cherries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, delicious figs, grapes, mangoes, plums, peaches, nectarines, or try their freshly made fruit platters. Tony L Fresh Fruit and Veg, open 8 to 6 in the lead up to Christmas. 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot. Tony Ailes, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
During the final days of the BMW demonstrator clearance, you will uncover exceptional savings across the ultimate driving machine range. Finish the year in style and visit Auto Classic or West Coast BMW today. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
If you're planning to get away these holidays, make sure you also plan to make it tough for crooks. Here's a couple of great tips to help. Don't leave spare keys outside. Leave them with a friend or relative. Remember to keep trees and shrubs trimmed so your neighbours can keep an eye on your place and keep your valuables out of sight. Also, be careful with social media. Saying you're on holidays suggests you aren't home. So be aware and make small changes to how you look after your valuables and secure your home. Help WA Police and let's make it tougher for crooks.
Professional real estate agents use professional photographers because they know great photos sell properties. Today's buyers expect videos and 3D scans, and these are essential if you want to sell your home fast. Open to View provide real estate marketing solutions in photography, videos, floor plans, aerial photography, 3D scans, and signboards. Mention hearing this ad on 6PR, and Open to View will photograph and do a 3D scan of your listing for under $400, and they'll install a signboard for the front of your property free. Search Open to View online. Conditions apply.
The 50 Up Club's most popular offer is back. For a limited time, they're offering their special group discounted electricity deals for anyone who joins at 50upclub.com.au. 50 Up Club members demanded better electricity deals, and the 50 Up Club has delivered. This year, tens of thousands of 50 Ups have used the offers to save on their electricity bills, and you can too. With Christmas almost here, the timing couldn't be better to give yourself the gift of savings. Go to 50upclub.com.au to check out these special group discounted electricity offers. They are available for a limited time. There are no exit fees and no lock-in periods, but hurry, these offers close soon. Join now at 50upclub.com.au. It's cost and obligation free.
Beat the heat this summer at Harvey Norman, your air conditioning specialists. Best deals on market-leading brands Fujitsu, Panasonic, Mitsubishi Electric and Kelvin. We can even arrange installation in most areas. See your local store for details. Buy now and have it installed with no deposit, no interest and no payments for 18 months. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Call now. Pay later at Harvey Norman. Shop in store or online.
Go! Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11-882.
It is Christmas Eve, a little quiet on the phones, so your chance to get in now with a good question, even we'll take mediocre questions really, but they've been rippers so
we'll
far
take
today.
Take whatever we can get.
There have been some terrific questions.
Well, we would have to give a mediocre answer.
No. What does Peter Munday say when she says, question? He says, well...
It's an even better answer.
I'll give you an even better answer. So that's what Rob will do, and that's what Michael will do. Lynn of Wanneroo. G'day, Lynn.
Oh, good morning, guys. I've got a question for Michael. We're actually investors, and we have interest-only loans with Bankwest, and we actually copped a percentage increase, a rate increase yesterday, and I sent off an email firstly saying the timing's poor right before Christmas, not that they care, but it just seems that the investors are copping increases all the time, and we feel like we're being penalised as investors. And just wondering how come the banks can just keep on increasing for investors, and they're going, well, they can afford it. That's all right, we'll just give them another rate increase. So, and you guys are saying it's likely that rates will go down this year. And if they do, it's kind of like give them, take a bit and give a little bit back. But anyway, we're just copying it all the time, and I was just wondering what your thoughts on that are.
Yeah, really good question, and some very, very good comments there, Lynn. And it's exactly what I'm seeing throughout the market is there is pressure from a regulation perspective on the banks to decrease investment lending. So we've had that investment cap out there for some time now. Can't increase more than 10%. That's pretty well under control. And the regulator's latest, imposition, if you like, is around interest-only loans. So now we're starting to see banks increase any loans that are interest-only, especially investment interest-only, increase those rates separately. So I've seen a number of them come out with it now, and possibly more into the new year. It seems to be the latest flavour.
But obviously we're very distinctive because we are with interest-only loans. So it's very easy to hit just one sector. And they're obviously not going to increase the loans for the broader loans, but they're just constantly hitting investors. So it's easy for them to just target one group. That's my point.
Yeah, I think you'll find that it's more of an overall national policy. So with markets on the East Coast being a lot more buoyant and investor loans being a lot larger – And a lot more demand for investors on the East Coast. The policies of the banks are sort of Australia-wide. So unfortunately here in Perth, we don't have that sort of same demand at the moment. The national policies of interest-only loans and investor loans are being put in place Australia-wide. Hopefully when some of those eastern states markets cool, we will see a reversing of this trend. But no, I've certainly seen the same as what you have seen, and noticed a number of lenders have come out with
a lot of them have, haven't they? Yes, I got that letter from Bankwest yesterday too, Lynn. I thought it was going to be a nice letter wishing me Merry Christmas. It wasn't. It wasn't a significant increase, but it is an increase nevertheless. But it does highlight that we've passed that point of the low ebb of interest rates. And it's going to be an interesting year, 2017, even though talk of lowering of interest rates, it's not actually going to be lowering of interest rates, is it?
Yeah, there seems
Michael.
Yes, sorry, Lynn.
And my friends just handed me a note and said that all of their children's loans,
yeah,
that were not investor loans, they got increases too.
And this was the same bank?
We're all with Bankwest, yep.
Yeah.
So it's not just the investors, and they got them yesterday as well.
Yeah, you'll find that some banks have only increased investment. Some have increased across the board. There's been, over the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks, most banks and other lenders have come out with changes. Not all of them have increased owner-occupied, but, yeah, I think Bankwest is obviously one of those who has. So, yeah.
Pretty aggressive, aren't they?
You could ask Harvey that about the banks.
Yes, why?
Have a comment on that?
That's why I deal with. Well, it is a bank, but it's a community bank. It's used to be known. Well, it's called Beyond Bank. I'll tell you what it is, and I'm very happy with them. They, because I can never quite work out, and I don't expect you to comment on this, Michael, but I can never work out why, as long as it's a reputable financial institution, why people would bother to deal with a financial institution which is responsible to its shareholders, when it's just as easy to deal with a reputable bank whose prime concern and their responsibility is to their members.
Yeah, that is one aspect to it. Yeah, look, I find that some that are not for profit are good. I find that some that are not for profit are not so good. And some of the big ones can actually do some really, really
depends
good
things.
Depends
on the product, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. It just depends on the horse for the course. It always comes down to that. Yeah.
But if Bankwest do that and they continue to do that, people will then seek an alternative financial institution, won't they? Because it's driven by market forces.
Really interesting you should say that, because over the last few weeks I've had a couple of calls from clients who have said, my rate has gone up at whichever bank that it is. Can we have a look at doing a refinance? So we start looking at a refinance, and then the one that we were looking at to go to has also increased theirs.
And plus there's fees and there's exit fees. And
exactly, yeah. So
well, it's less expensive than it used to be, isn't it, to change banks?
It is less expensive, yes. So what I suppose the stance that we're taking at the moment is to have a look and see once everything has moved, and then see where everyone sits again.
So there you go. What do you reckon, Lynn?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the feedback. I just wanted to put my case.
No, hey, we're all singing from the same hymn book, Lynn.
I must admit,
we're the ones that get it in the neck. That's what happens.
I must admit, Lynn, I feel very, very sorry for the consumer, because the way that rates are set now with all the banks makes it exceptionally confusing.
Yep.
I do sympathise with you there.
Frank of Cadding Vale. Good day, Frank.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're well.
Good, Frank.
Hello. I was just going to mention, but you're already taking the thunder out of my storm. I'm also I'm not an investor, but I'm a home owner, and I got a rate increase from Bendigo last week.
Yep. They're pretty much across the board. It's not a major increase, but it certainly highlights that we've gone through
sort of
the bottom of the cycle.
Yeah, I think these banks are just legalised racketeers, because I was thinking of what the other guy said, it was going to a community bank where they only look after their members rather than the shareholders.
Well, Bendigo is a community bank. How much have they upped your, so that shoots to a certain extent, they're down in flames, but there may be reasons for it. I don't know what they are. What increase have you been hit with? What percentage increase?
I think it's 0.5% or something, but even so, there's no real need for it, because, you know, the interest rates haven't gone up. You know, the Reserve Bank hasn't put them up.
0.5% seems a little stiff.
I thought that was 0.15 increase. Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, who are one and the same now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to work in front of me because I'm just sitting at the breakfast.
Yeah, 0.15 sounds a little bit more realistic than 0.5.
Still an increase.
Still an increase, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still an unwarranted and unnecessary increase.
What reason did they give if they
They don't
gave you a reason
necessarily give
all?
A reason.
No.
they don't need to.
Too autocratic to give reasons.
All right, mate. Well, you're an aggrieved customer of that bank, so thank you, Frank, for bringing that to our attention. I feel may open a can of worms.
Yes, we might.
Will see.
Yeah.
It's coming up to 9:45. We've got 15 minutes of the program left, and then Anthony has the 10 o'clock news, and then it will be Sports World with Carl and the boys.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Tony L Fresh Fruit and Veg Market is your one-stop shop for all your Christmas feasting requirements this Christmas, with a huge range of fresh produce from their deli. Australian and imported cheeses, freshly sliced cold meats, antipastos and a variety of olives, plus quality Australian lake ham on the bone. Or try their freshly made cold meat platters. Tony L Fresh Fruit and Veg. Open 8 to 6 in the lead up to Christmas. 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot. Tony Ailes, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Everybody loves Joe. He owns the local bottler.
G'day, Joe. Hey, g'day, mate.
He's what you call a genuine local. He's always happy to help and will always give you a real deal. The Bottle-O. Real locals, real value.
Carl Langdon here. Get great seafood for Christmas from Golden Ponds. Their seafood shop has a great range at low prices. Live marin, rainbow trout, barramundi, fresh oysters and cooked and raw prawns. 355 Mundajong Road, Belldivis. Open 7 days.
Settlement agents, also known as conveyancers, are professionally trained to represent sellers and buyers in the settlement process, transferring the legal ownership of property. The Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA recommends you appoint a licensed settlement agent before you buy or sell your property. Consumers have the right to choose their own settlement agent. You don't have to use the one recommended by a real estate agent. Head to aicwa.com.au and enter your postcode to find a settlement agent in your area.
What do we want?
Your late model car.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Your late model ute.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Your late model 4x4.
When do we want it?
Now. At wewantyourwheels.com.au, we want, well, anything with four wheels. We'll buy it on the spot and even pay out your finance. We'll buy any make, any model, any value.
What do we want?
The web address? It's wewantyourwheels.com.au.
One small flat white with a dash of reflux and discomfort. Frequent heartburn and coffee don't get along, so uninvite frequent heartburn with Nexium 24 Hour. Just one tablet a day for 24-hour protection to target zero heartburn. Nexium 24 Hour gives you clinically proven relief from frequent heartburn, so now you can enjoy your coffee. New Nexium 24 Hour once daily dosing, only available in pharmacies. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Your pharmacist's advice is required.
The New Year's Eve good times start at Ascot this year with Perth's iconic summer event, the Tab Touch Perth Cup. Celebrate the end of year in style with an action-packed afternoon of sensational racing and live music afterwards with the presets. For more information on a fabulous range of casual bars, dining and marquees, go to perthracing.com.au. The Tab Touch Perth Cup, Saturday, December 31 at Ascot. Good times guaranteed.
Selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
And you better get in quick because we've got 12 minutes of the program left. And after the 10 o'clock news, it is Sports World with Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Tom Moody. G'day, Borry.
G'day, and g'day, boys, and g'day to everyone out there who's tuned into R82 6PR. And Merry Christmas. Look, the AFL laws of the game, the Perth Wildcats, they've sacked their import, Jared Johnson, for the second time. This time for good, they say. The Perth Scorchers last night, I was there broadcasting the game live, and it was a flying start by them. Good batting and bowling depth they have in their team. Mitch Johnson
and valuable 3 for 33. And Ashton Turner, the man of the match last night, will join us this morning, as will Brad Hogg, who left the Tongue, the man who they used to love. They certainly got as much joy, I think, watching Mitchell Johnson last night, whizzing a few past the opposition ears. Faf du Plessis is now officially a ball tamperer. Cricket, well, he is. His appeal failed, Harv. So he got charged, and then he appealed, and then he's failed again. So he's now...
He already was convicted of a previous offence anyway, wasn't he?
Correct. Now, GWS penalised 100,000, 1,000 draft points. We'll talk about that. Shane Yaron, I just wonder whether it's him tweeting the things about the Freo Dockers. We'll find out a little bit more about that this morning. There's lots more to talk about, and you're more than welcome to call in later.
Thank you, Borrie. Good on you. 9221882. Time for a couple of calls. Glenn of Spearwood. Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, g'day, Harv. G'day, boys. Look, the question that's been asked by a lot of your listeners today is how the banks managed to justify the ongoing interest rate increase with impunity. When the Reserve Bank has a reduction in the interest rates, they can keep shoving theirs up. And there seems to be no ability for anybody, particularly in the government, to do anything. The reason is because of the cozy deal in the exchange of data between the banks and the tax office. And that's the reason why they're able to act with impunity, and we as public citizens have no recourse in the manner in which they manage their affairs. And on top of that, there should be an inquiry into the banks just to find out how many average home loans it requires to cover the remuneration packages for the CEO and board members of most of these banks. When you take into consideration with Bankwest and the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac, I think the lady that previously left Westpac, I think she was on a remuneration package of $8.5 million a year. And so that's the reason why we have no control over what we should be able to control. Now, what you have to understand with the banking system is they own no real estate, they own no equipment, all their gear is leased. Everything they have is on lease, even their vehicles, their computer systems, all the rest of it. They have no money of their own. They borrow from the general public. They put a ridiculous margin on the top, and they re-lend us their own money. And it's our superannuation funds, which are the ones which are working hardest against the general public. And we're the biggest participant in putting money into the superannuation funds in the first place.
Well, Glenn, I'm going to get Michael to answer that statement.
It's more of a statement, yeah.
Rob's looking longingly at me at the moment, asking me to answer this one. Okay. So, look, I get told on a regular basis that the bank's funding is partially from depositors, but also a very large percentage from overseas markets. And the US is one of those. And, of course, if you have a look at bond rates in the US, they have ticked up of recent time. So that is one of the catalysts that we're certainly told as to why rates have changed. From an overall perspective, there is competition, and I think over time competition will end up being the winner. So we saw a lot of competition in the market earlier this year, and a lot of refinances going on. So competition will
win
the
day.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Very well thought out, though, Glenn. Thank you very much for that. We've just got time for one more call. And maybe two, if Catherine's very quick. Jane of Maylands. Hello, Jane.
Oh, Harvey, Michael and Rob. Yeah, just quickly, I've got an investment loan of on a 4.75%. I've got a balance of 112 left.
Yep.
Hoping to pay it off this year or next year.
Good on you.
Is that a good rate or?
On 112,000?
Yeah.
It's okay. It could be better, but you've also got to look at the cost to go and move it. So it could be worth going back and asking your lender if they can do any better for you on that particular rate. But look, if not, and you wanted to move it, you've just got to weigh up the costs. Whenever we look at something like that, we always say, well, okay, look, if you're not making up, if you're not covering your costs within 2 years, it might be fairly negligible because so much changes in that sort of time frame.
Yeah, particularly, Jane, if you think you can pay it off within that time period, it may not be worth, refinancing.
Exactly.
It's not far off.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. it's interesting the differential between existing rates and, I guess, the incentive rate that they put people into, you know, below 4% for a variable mortgage rate at the moment.
Are you talking owner-occupied, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, certainly there is a big push and lots of incentives for owner-occupiers, which is a good thing because it gets people, families into homes and first home buyers into their own homes. So that's certainly a good
thing. It's been hard for the investors, though, when you think that rates are starting to be squeezed. And, of course, the rents have come back quite substantially, which you would have noticed, Jane.
Yep.
How much lower could they go, do you think?
How much lower? off the top of my head, I would think, look, you should be able to get sort of certainly below 4.5 anyway.
Thank you very much for your call, Jane. Mm. Now, we've got one here, and there are some cynics in the world. Michael, I'm going to hit you square between the eyes with this. The question to you is, do mortgage brokers such as yourselves seek out on behalf of your clients the financial institutions who pay you greater commissions than some of the other financial institutions?
It's a really, really good question, Harvey, and one that I don't think people ask us often, but I do think that they are thinking that. So I answered this question for a magazine recently. So the way that we work is most of our business comes from referrals. So if we take a client to a bank that pays us more, but it's not a good fit for the client, then they're unlikely to refer us on. So we might get one particular customer, but miss out on three. So we're actually better off taking clients to the right lender for their circumstances, as opposed to trying to take them somewhere that pays the best. And realistically, across the board,
does it vary much?
It's pretty.
It doesn't vary a lot, does it really? No. There's not. Yeah.
It's Michael, how do we get hold of you at All About You Financial Solutions?
Yeah, our website is www.allaboutyoufinance.com.au and our telephone number 9381 8311.
Mate, have a Merry Christmas and we'll have you back in the new year if you're willing to come and join us.
Thank you, Harvey. Always great to come in and take your listeners' calls.
No increase in your fee next year, mate. It's still going to be a flat white. Rob, you'll have a quiet day today and a Merry Christmas tomorrow, mate, and all the best. We'll see you here on New Year's Eve.
Look forward to it. Can I just send out a quick Christmas cheer to Jan Wilkie from Homestead Realty? She just texted me to say a couple of contract auctions we did in the last couple of weeks she's sold, so well done.
Good on you. $100 from Summit Homes goes to Lynn of Wanneroo. Good on you, Lynn. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks to Andrew for producing the program this morning. I'm taking a couple of hours break, and then I'll be back for the weekender at 12 noon. See you then.